Sam Friedman, tick tock, tick tock.
She's very fit. She's on a fairly quick backup. I think she should be, you know, pretty hard to beat. It's hopefully her turn today.
Who would be your best?
Tick tock is our best.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tick tock goes all the way and does it by three lengths.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Oh, winner's coming like clockwork at the moment. So well done to Sam Friedman yesterday. Tick tock at the Nursery of Champions, getting us a winner for the spreadsheet. Well, the other one missed, Elegist, I think, missed as well. But we got the winner. We finished in front for the day, and we're very happy about that. And Sale has always been good to us, Whitey.
It is, and as I keep saying, Victoria, the weather has been outstanding recently, which means that the tracks around Victoria are also outstanding. Josh McKinley is the track manager at Sale. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, fellas.
How are we going with the track for today?
We've got a good four today. Peno 5.74. Rails out 3 metres. It's only been 9 days since we raced last, so it's covered a fair bit of the damage from last meeting. Yeah, we should be looking good.
All right. So, have you had to put much water on the track? Because there hasn't been hardly any rain for the last 2 weeks.
Only 10 for the week, but I put quite a bit on after our last meeting. So, there's enough going on.
All right. Very good. Good four, 5.74. Thanks for coming. We'll catch you next time.
Cheers, no worries.
Good on you, Josh. Josh McKinley there, track manager at Sale. Now, Johnny McArdle is a Hall of Famer around here. We love his company. And quite often, he's got a family member who owns a share in a horse that he's under enormous pressure to deliver for. I wonder if today's that day as well. John, good morning.
What's happening, boys?
It's all happening. Got any family members that own your runners today that you're under enormous pressure about?
Yeah, the good lady, what? I'm in Sydney. I'm in Sydney for the sales, just so I don't have to be near her.
Oh, now this is a good conversation because there was some unbelievable cash being thrown around for the Magnificent Flesh yesterday. Did you get involved?
Yeah, got to. A client bought a Just Away filly, which is he's probably not overly well known to the general public, but he was a champion racehorse in Japan. He was actually the highest rated horse in the world when he was racing. He's been a successful sire over there, so we bought that filly, and then if anyone wants to get involved, gumracing.com.au, speak to Brent, he'll help you out.
There you go.
A lovely fastnet rock filly, so got a couple to come home and see what we can do.
I knew you'd lead me into that. A beautiful segue. So check out redgumracing.com.au if you want to get involved in those shenanigans with the Hall of Faming John McArdle. But you mentioned Fastnet Rock. You've got one of those get racing today. Race 2, number 1, El Rocco. Race 3, number 1, my apologies. El Rocco is in action today. And I go through El Rocco's form, a 2-year-old Fastnet Rock colt. And its one career start was in January behind, as it turns out, a pretty smart one. Second to Artorias. Surely that's good form leading into this.
I hope so. Look, obviously, he did a bit wrong on debut. Would never have beaten the winner. He's a Blue Diamond winner, and he won quite convincingly that day, but probably should have finished a clear second. He's a nice colt, this colt. He's going to improve on whatever he does. We've got a few plans for him later in the prep to most likely head to Adelaide for a couple of stakes races over there. But we're hoping that whilst he's not screwed down, that his ability will be able to have him right in the firing line today.
Right on. That's race 3, number 1, El Rocco. Race 4, number 2, Cliffs of Ballura is in action again, second up today. Only 6 in this field. Johnny, any chance?
I'm hoping that a couple more of them scratch. That'd be nice. But, I'm happy to go around the one-horse field. But, this mare, she's going well. She probably looks the best she ever has. She's the opposite to her trainer. She's usually a little bit lean and a little bit slender, which is something that I don't often get accused of. She ran really well first up. They ran her off the legs. There's probably not her go. But she got to the line really solidly and was good late. So hopefully second up onto the big track, hopefully she can run well as well.
All right, that's race 4, number 2. Race 5, number 5, All in a Day is getting some action today, 1,411 metres, the time-honoured. First up today, how's All in a Day's preparation been to this point?
Oh, look, she's going along fine. I'm happy with the way that she's progressing. Just basically, she's a stayer that will find this way too short, I would have thought. So, you know, she'll just get back and be looking for it, hit the line and, you know, get a few more miles into her legs to get to a further trip but later in the prep.
That's race five, number five. Then the last one's the most important one. Race eight, number seven. The boss is involved in this one. I can see in the ownership. Archipeta Beach, who had a win last time out at Kyneton over the 1,100, steps up to the 1,200 today with a 64 from the 58. Can we do it again?
Look, I'm still humming and haring about whether I'm running her.
Right.
That I'm in Sydney hiding. look, she's going well. It looks an okay race for her. I just haven't fully decided whether we're going to go. Look, the best thing this filly's ever done is being a full sister to LaRock, the Group 3 winning 2-year-old. So,
nice.
Look, she's a nice filly. Her record's okay. Stepping up to this grade and enter the 1,200 as a two little question mark. But if she gets the right race, then right run in the race, then she'll be competitive.
Right. So your best today, Johnny?
Hard to split the 2-year-old and Cliff the Ballura, but I'll stick with the 2-year-old, El Rocco.
El Rocco, race 3, number 1. I think I might get involved in that one too. Good luck to you today. Buy heaps, and we'll see what we can do about helping them sell it for you.
Sounds like a good plan.
Good man. Thanks, John. John McArdle, Hall of Fame winning trainer. Race 3, number 1, his suggestion today at Sale El Rocco. Second behind Artorias is a pretty good campaign, I reckon. See what we can do about that.